V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona devarim. The Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, from South Africa originally, now living in London. And today we'll be learning about how Torah can be acquired through ma'amido al ha'emes, the midah of emes. Every year, Oxford puts out a new word of the year, which is a word which reflects the ethos, the mood, the preoccupation of people in that year. In 2016, the word of the year was post-truth, implying that society was moving towards a time, we're living in a time, in which people are far less focused on what is the objective truth and much more concerned of people's experiences, subjective truth or lived truth. Now, the truth is, no pun intended, that emes, the midah of truth, is something which not only is fundamental in understanding Judaism, but it is also fundamental in how we learn Torah. There is a famous Midrash which describes how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create man, he began to discuss it with the various angels or the various different values in the world. And different midos, different values, argued different things. For example, chesed, loving kindness, said, great, let's create humanity. They'll be so wonderful, they'll perform acts of kindness. However, truth, emes, said, no, don't create humanity. Humanity is full of falsehood. Similarly, peace said, don't create humanity. They are full of machlokes. So what did Hashem do? Hashem, in trying to create human beings, received resistance from emes, truth, and shalom, peace. And as a solution, the Midrash tells us, he took emes, he took truth, and he threw it to the ground, and he created humanity. And the question is, why is the throwing of truth to the ground a solution? Why doesn't Hashem throw peace to the ground? And Rav Tzadok explains a very, very beautiful idea. He quotes a pasuk from Tanakh, which tells us, emes me'eretz titzmach, truth will sprout forth from the land. In other words, Hashem threw emes to the ground, not to destroy truth, but to allow truth to grow naturally by itself from the ground. When we allow emes, truth, to be the way that we discover the world, when we allow truth to naturally evolve from our conversations with people, dialogues, and seeking of truth, then it will naturally lead to shalom. When two people engage in Talmud Torah together, and their goal is not to be right, it's not to be correct, it's not to be the winner, it's not to achieve great political gain or intellectual gain over the other, but it is a seeking of truth, of emes. So then what will automatically come is shalom. So emes is really the means to which we find shalom. We find peace in our Talmud Torah. And that's maybe why when we look through Talmud Torah, it seems to be so full of machlokes. And yet we say, derecheha darchei noam v'chol nesivaseha shalom. When the ways of pleasantness are a way of seeking Hashem's truth, then at the end, all the paths will lead to the ultimate thing that we're all longing for, shalom, peace. Thank you so much for learning together.